Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
I'm Suzanne Monahan. Here's what's happening. The U.S. Supreme Court began hearing arguments over the future of the Obama-era DACA program that the Trump administration wants to end. As KYW Community Affairs reporter Cherry Gregg reports, local immigration advocates are advising recipients of the program to take action.
Jason Hernandez is an attorney with the Rutgers Immigrant Community Assistance Project. He's meeting with recipients of the Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals program that protects some 800,000 immigrant youth brought to the U.S. illegally as children. His advice, renew your DACA status.
In the interest of having their applications hopefully grandfathered, should DACA be terminated.
A renewal application costs $500 and would hopefully give the recipients an additional 2 years of relief. The Supreme Court is not expected to make their decision until the spring. Testimony wrapped up in the trial of Sean Kratz Tuesday afternoon. Kratz is accused of killing three people on a Bucks County farm in 2017. Jurors watched an hour-plus long video confession where Kratz admitted he killed Dean Finocchiaro and was present when his cousin Cosmo DiNardo killed Tom Mayo and Mark Sturgis. KYW Suburban Bureau Chief Jim Melwert reports from Bucks County's courthouse.
Kratz's lawyer Charles Peruto, during opening statements here, told jurors Kratz was coerced or forced into giving that confession by his attorney at the time, even saying that lawyer traded Kratz, in Peruto's words, for future draft picks. Peruto told jurors they'd hear directly from Kratz, but after three witnesses in a surprise move, the defense rested without calling Kratz or that lawyer.
There were expectations co-defendant DiNardo would take the stand, but a Bucks County detective testified DiNardo refused the subpoena from state prison. DiNardo is serving four consecutive life sentences for killing those three men and Jimmy Patrick. Jurors will likely start deliberations Wednesday morning. Officials say it's now safe, but last night residents of the Turnbridge Apartments on Glenbrittle Road in Delaware County had to shelter in place due to a gas leak and strong odor. The odor was so strong that medics checked on a couple firefighters and one resident who was nauseous. KYW's Tim Jimenez reports from Middletown Township.
Delaware County Emergency Management Director Tim Boyce says around 5:30 last night there was a leak at the nearby pumping station.
Well, we were told it was either gasoline or jet fuel. They're the most likely products. They're very similar in nature. But it's believed to be gasoline that leaked from the line.
The company Energy Transfer calls it a small misting of gasoline from an 8-inch line that they had to shut off.
Boyce says he doesn't believe this leak is related to other reports of strong odors in different parts of the county. He also says it's not connected at all to the Mariner East pipeline. An Archbishop Carroll High School student is dead following a camping trip to a state park in the Poconos. State police say 17-year-old Luke DiPiano fell down a cliff while hiking at the World's End State Park in Sullivan County. He was found around 8 a.m. on Sunday. According to reports, DiPiano was camping with his older brother and two cousins, but they were cold and wanted to get warm inside their car. When they started walking, DiPiano fell about 35 feet. Officials believe the death was an accident. Archbishop Carroll is hosting a prayer service this evening at 6:45 to celebrate DiPiano's life. A Cherry Hill retiree has found a new calling, refurbishing used computers for students in need. Mark Goldstein always enjoyed tinkering with computers, but after he retired from the wallpaper business 2 years ago, KYW's Mike DiNardo reports he found inspiration.
The founder of the nonprofit Book Smiles, which distributes used books to needy kids, suggested that Goldstein do the same with used computers, and Computer Smiles was born. Goldstein remembers the first computer he gave away in Lindenwald.
The kid was so happy, you know, and it was just like, wow, this was one of those really feel-good moments.
The 71-year-old has given away nearly 250 computers. Visit computersmiles.org to learn more. And that's the All Local. I'm Suzanne Monahan. Listen live anytime on the radio.com app and on your smart speaker. Just say, play KYW News Radio.